This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the big messages on college campuses as students head back to school is about preventing sexual assault. The federal government has been cracking down on colleges for their handling or non-handling of sexual assault cases, and more than 70 schools are currently under investigation. That, in turn, is creating a business opportunity for companies with products and services aimed at protecting students and their universities. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
There's the nail polish that can detect date rape drugs when you dip your fingers into a drink, and a whole bunch of smartphone apps that let students easily notify friends or campus police if they get into a scary situation. One fast-growing app is called LiveSafe.
When Ava saw a suspicious man on campus, she alerted campus police in real time using LiveSafe's mobile app.
That's from a promotional video for LiveSafe, which is being used at schools including Georgetown and Arizona State. Schools pay anywhere from a few bucks per student on up for the services. Estimates say that as many as 80% of sexual assaults on college campuses go unreported. LiveSafe Chief Executive Jenny Abramson thinks apps like hers can help change that.
We find that in a number of places we're in, they're getting twice as many or even some places 10 times as many tips from a student to the safety official around things that they wouldn't normally share.
In addition to entrepreneurs like Abramson, lots of consultants and lawyers are marketing videos and training programs around sexual assaults. They're betting schools would rather pay their fees than face much stiffer penalties from the government. Without the proper programs in place, colleges can jeopardize federal funding and get fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. Peter Lake is a campus safety expert at Stetson University College of Law. He says the greater the scrutiny, the bigger the business opportunities.
With a heavily regulated industry, you're going to see a lot of products and services offered.
Stetson says many schools aren't set up to deal with these new rules.
I mean, a lot of us were using coconuts and Dixie cups with string to communicate, and now we have complicated software programs that actually work to get data in real time.
But Dana Bolger, who was a rape victim in college and is now an activist, is worried the technology may be more dazzling than effective.
These products, while often well-intentioned, tend to lull us into a false sense of security, as if we can just innovate our way out of systemic violence against women.
Bolger says what's really important in the big push to prevent sexual assaults is teaching students what consent means. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.